The biggest choir in Omaha, along with the Omaha Symphony, is getting ready once again to present the choral masterpiece, Carmina Burana.
It's been upwards of 300 singers sometimes, almost 400.
The Omaha Symphony's Choral Collaborative program has been around for many years. In this program, different high schools in the metro area work with the symphony and professional singers for an exceptional show.
They get to do all kinds of masterworks. They've done Orff's Carmina Burana. That's the one we're doing this year. They've done that one a couple times before. They've done Mendelssohn's Elijah, Handel Messiah, the Andrew Lloyd Webber Requiem, Mozart Requiem.
The Choral Collaborative is very valuable to many students, according to Chorus Master Baron Breland. Breland has worked on this collaboration for several years now.
It's a really cool experience. It starts with the high school teachers getting bought into kind of the project, and they dive into it. I mean, they teach the kids as if they were preparing their own sort of chorus for an orchestra. Some of them will even put movements of the large piece. They'll put it on their own school fall concert.
Breland's work is to visit the high school students three times to learn about the level of work. Then Ernest Richardson, Omaha Symphony conductor, also visits the students to work in more details. Finally, the soloist singers also meet with the students right before the concert.
And this is always the students' favorite visit of all. So depending on the work, we'll either have 2 to 4 soloists, that professional musicians that they brought in to sing the concert. And then Ernest and I and the soloists will all go to these schools. And not only will we work with the kids on a movement, but then the soloists themselves will sing a little snippet of it. And it, I mean, just watching the kids' faces when they hear these real singers, these huge instruments, you know, right there in their choir room. But then you start to see possibility start to really pop in each of these kids' eyes. I could sing like that one day.
The interaction of professional singers with the students can be very eye-opening for some of them, where often interest in professional singing sparks among them. A win-win situation, according to Breland.
It's heartwarming, it's inspiring, it's imagine that you've also created a new generation of patrons and a new generation of music lovers and a new generation of community art supporters, because they got to experience music at the highest level and to realize the sense of accomplishment they all feel. Because it's not, the concerts themselves aren't just, oh, that was nice to hear a high school choir sing with the orchestra. They sound like any recording of Carmina Burana or Elijah or Handel Messiah.
The performance of Carmina Burana is this Sunday, November 13 at 2 p.m. at the Holland Performing Arts Center. For more information, you can visit omahasymphony.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.